Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, this is one of those rare football weekends when Arizona State's football team kind of takes center stage over everybody and everything. But that's the way it is when you're going to Oregon to play a game that can lead you to the doorstep of a Pac-12 South Championship. What a weekend in the Pac-12 it is going to be. Can it top any of the weirdness we have seen heretofore?
Weirdness is a good word because that encapsulates what's happened in the Pac-12 South so far this year. And I don't think we're going to see much different for the last 2 weeks of the season. I mean, these are all games that either team can win, but I got a really good feeling about ASU going up to
Oregon. Do you really?
I do. That amounts to nothing.
Yeah.
But I just have a feeling.
Yeah. I was about to say it amounts to, what, a hill of beans? And I thought to myself, where did that phrase come from? Where has there ever been a hill of beans?
Well, you've obviously never been to the Bush's Ranch.
Okay.
Now, that actually does bring up the point, though. Do you know why a can of Bush's baked beans, you've heard of those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why a can of Bush's baked beans only has 239 beans?
No, I didn't know.
Because if they had one more, it'd be 240.
Hey, Jared Carlin, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around for the sports kebab coming up at 1:30.
How's that for a tease?
Stick around for the next 3.5 hours to get more jokes like that one.
All right, this weekend in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals back into action against the Oakland Raiders. A game between two bad teams, and yet we're all expecting the Cardinals to act and perform like the much better team. That about sums it up. No pressure or anything.
There's an amount of pressure, obviously. But, yeah, that's a great way to sum up the feeling going into this game is because the Cardinals, in a lot of ways, are nightmarish.
Oh, yeah.
Or have been nightmarish this year.
Well, and it's...
But so much more positivity on that side than the silver and black side.
Oh, I know. I completely get it.
I am curious to see how many Raiders fans are in attendance. So I made the claim earlier in the year, Raiders fans don't care what their record is.
No.
They just like wearing face paint.
And break stuff.
And putting spiked shoulder pads on and showing up and being menacing.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a lot of people that still do that.
But yeah.
This is really testing the resolve of the Raiders fan this year. They're an embarrassment.
You know what they say, Vinny? It's Halloween every Sunday for Raiders fans. It's what they do. I'm also extremely curious about that dynamic. How many Raiders fans are actually in this market besides Diana Taurasi? And how many are
Eddie House.
And Eddie House. How many are going to care enough to show up to that game and cheer the silver and black? That football team? All right, Thursday night football. Vinny was hanging out with Packers fans. What a rough night for Packer fans. Seattle wins again, beats Green Bay in Seattle. Mike McCarthy once again on the hot seat. Aaron Rodgers has been healthy every game this season, and that football team
is not
winning.
I don't think he's close to 100%
health. Well, he's played, he started, yes. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
That just seemed to be a game to me that the Packers should have won easily.
Yeah.
And let so many opportunities slip through their hands. I mean, they started out really well, 14 points in the first quarter, and then they just kind of coasted the rest of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, there you go. The Phoenix Suns back in action tomorrow night. They're going to host Oklahoma City. Can they build off their last victory against the Spurs? That's the big question. Can they give two really good games in a row, something they have not done this year?
Yeah, and that is the challenge. We talked about challenges for this team, and one of those that was laid out was the challenge of just putting forth effort.
Yeah.
Making effort not a storyline after the game. Whether it's Igor Kokoschkov talking about it or, hey, we just came out flat.
Yep.
Really good performance against San Antonio with kind of an amended rotation. That is the challenge now, to put two of those games together. And it's not even, you're not tasked with a must win.
No.
It is a must show up.
It is. No, you're right about that. In terms of the NBA, and we're going to get into Golden State a little bit later, Draymond Green came back last night for the Warriors. They did not make one three-point shot in an awful loss at Houston. So here we are in mid-November.
And how about that? Houston turns it around game one after Carmelo Anthony's exit.
I know. So when you talk about this, and you talk about all this tension and varying performances that come when you take certain guys out of the lineup, I'm really curious to see who's going to be in that Suns starting five on Saturday. Namely, at the forward position.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of merit in riding the hot hand.
I completely agree.
Playing the guys that are actually playing well. There's something to be said for that, and we'll see if that continues.
Yeah, I completely agree. All right. One of the better stories in the Valley sports scene right now is a guy by the name of Michael Grabner, who is a player.
Grabner? I hardly knew her.
Michael, don't Grabner! Michael Grabner has four shorthanded goals this season, had another one in the Coyotes' 2-1 win last night over Nashville. The Coyotes now have 10 shorthanded goals on the season. The third most through 18 games in NHL history.
Wow. Yeah, that started the scoring last night. They got another goal, hung on for a 2-1 win. They took advantage of a Nashville team that came in here with the best record in the Western Conference, but were also on the tail end of a long road trip in which they had suffered some serious injuries.
Yep.
And they got the 2 points. That's all you can ask for. It was a good win for the Coyotes last night.
No, completely. Against a really good team. Way to start that homestand. Finally, the Diamondbacks. In the headlines all over the place, Jeff Mathis is gone. Zach Greinke reportedly being shopped heavily. And thirdly, the Diamondbacks reportedly interested in seeking out newer homes, better ways to present a baseball experience. They're looking into what Atlanta did, moving out of downtown Atlanta into the suburbs with a sort of multi-entertainment district kind of thing happening at once.
And kind of following the Atlanta plan, too, with the 20-year shelf life of a stadium.
Yeah.
Seemingly.
Yeah. They don't make them like they used to, do they?
No.
Oh. All right, those are the stories.
But as long as it's open air, you're down for that.
Well, it's not going to be open air. We know that.
We got to mention this, too. The ASU basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
Canceled in San Francisco. Their first road game against the University of San Francisco because of the wildfires. Air quality in that area was postponed. Yeah. They're hoping to reschedule that game, but we won't get our first taste of the road Sun Devils for a while, at least.
All right. Question for you. The most famous basketball player to come from the University of San Francisco was?
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell. Yeah. Kurt Russell. Bill Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
The Black Crows.
The Black Crows.
Cameron Crowe.
That's good.